Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Is the station you turn to first for live team coverage of breaking news. 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Wichita's number one talk.
Good morning. It is 8 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Ted Woodward. Steve McIntosh has the day off. It is Friday, January 24th. We'll take a look at a longtime newsman who has passed away.
Kansas Senator Jerry Moran thinks Democrats are hurting themselves in the impeachment trial. I'm Dan O'Neill.
I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday. The storm that brought us some snowfall yesterday continues to move on off to the southeast with much quieter weather heading into the weekend. Our complete forecast here in just a few minutes.
House impeachment managers spending the day yesterday focusing on abuse of power.
Kansas Senator Jerry Moran says House Democrats are rushing the case. Tells KSN News it's hurting their argument.
It seemed like they were always in a hurry. A reason, in my view, they don't have the witnesses and exhibits that they think are valuable to their case is because they were in a hurry to get it done.
Other Republicans say they are not learning anything new from the opening arguments. However, Democrats have been slamming them for not voting for motions to bring in additional documents and witnesses that weren't addressed earlier by the House. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
Wichita native Jim Lehrer, long a presence in TV journalism, has passed away.
Longtime PBS NewsHour anchor and co-founder Jim Lehrer has died. Lehrer passed away peacefully in his sleep, according to the network. The anchor, alongside Robert McNeil, founded the program in 1975. Lehrer served as anchor of the NewsHour for 36 years before retiring in 2011. PBS President Paula Kerger, in a statement, added, "Jim exemplified excellence in journalism, a true giant in news and public affairs." Lehrer interviewed numerous leading figures, including Margaret Thatcher and Jordan's King Abdullah. He moderated a total of 12 debates, more than any other person in U.S. history, authored 20 novels, 3 memoirs, and several plays. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
Lehrer was born in Wichita in 1934, the son of parents who ran a bus line. In addition to titling his memoir, A Bus of My Own, he collected bus memorabilia, anything from station signs to a real 1946 flexible clipper bus. Wichita-based Spirit AeroSystems and other aviation-related companies are experiencing layoffs, this following the grounding of Boeing 737 MAX aircraft. Mayor Brandon Whipple knows some workers are being lured to leave Wichita.
Look at the opportunities here, and we want to make sure that families are taken care of and that works. But I do know that there are some aggressive campaigns from out of state to try to take in some, which is, you know, Wichita's best assets. And that's our human capital. That's the people who work for us.
Mayor Whipple urging those out of work in the aviation industry to seek opportunities on the website, aircapitaloftheworld.com. For the first time in its history, a U.S. president will attend the annual March for Life.
President Trump is making the first appearance by a sitting president at the March for Life rally in Washington, D.C. He has addressed the rally via video since 2018. Vice President Mike Pence attended the march in 2017, making him the first vice president to go in person. He also attended in person last year. This year's theme of the event is Life Empowers, Pro-Life is Pro-Woman, and it culminates this evening with the Rose Dinner. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
GOP opposition likely will block the new Netflix tax in Kansas. Opposition from top Republican lawmakers appear to have doomed Democratic Governor Laura Kelly's plan to tax streaming services, e-books, and movie and music downloads, like most other states do. The governor and fellow Democrats pitch it as basic fairness. Consumers who buy a DVD of their favorite movie pay the state's 6.5% sales tax, but they don't if they stream the same movie or download it on a computer. But GOP lawmakers in Kansas strongly oppose the idea and say that it would have little public support. Senate Majority Leader Jim Dennings said yesterday that it is, quote, dead on arrival. A former Kansas State University student is suing a bar in Aggieville Entertainment District where she was raped almost 2 years ago, alleging that it lacked adequate security. The lawsuit was filed this week in federal court. It says the woman was at O'Malley's bar after midnight nearly 2 years ago, waiting for a friend to get off work. She had half a drink before stepping into the bar's restroom, where two men stepped in behind her when the door failed to lock. The suit says that one man raped her while the other pinned her against a wall. A video on Twitter showing a member of the royal family apparently snubbing Vice President Mike Pence.
Conspiracy theories are out in full force, and the question is, did Prince Charles deny the vice president a handshake because he doesn't like the Trump administration? And the answer to that question, according to both camps, is no. The vice president's press secretary said this is not true. VP and Prince Charles spoke prior to entering the event floor and after his remarks as well. And Buckingham Palace also responded, saying Prince Charles had a long and warm conversation with Pence before the ceremony.
That's Fox's Carly Shimkus with that report. The video on Twitter also receiving backlash from supporters of the Trump administration. Hey, what is America's favorite holiday? Well, we'll get into that coming up shortly. KNSS News Time, 8:06. With Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS here on Friday, January 24th. Hey, new research may be brewing up changes to the way you make your cup of joe.
A new study's out on making coffee with the hefty title of Systematically Improving Espresso, Insights from Mathematical Modeling and Experiment. Researchers from around the world, including the University of Oregon and the University of Portsmouth in the UK, say less beans grounded more coarsely produces better coffee.
I-135.
That's the opposite of what's generally believed about finally grinding a lot of beans.
KNSS.
The research says by finally grinding more beans, you're actually wasting coffee and could get a more bitter cup of coffee. The study's published in the journal Matter. Jill Nadeau, Fox News.
What is America's favorite holiday?
One poll and e-commerce company Zulily surveying around 2,000 folks on their holiday habits, finding more Americans look forward to Valentine's Day than they do Christmas. 81% say they are passionate about February 14th, while 68% say they are eager about the festive season. When it comes to Valentine's, 51% plan to celebrate all things love with their kids, 59% with friends, and 28% with a fur baby. 33% admit they have taken Valentine's Day off from work to celebrate. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
8:10 with Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS.
We got a stalled out vehicle now, northbound I-135 ramp to eastbound K-96. That could really slow things down, so watch out for a slowdown there. Again, northbound I-135 to eastbound K-96. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. I'm Jad Chambers.
And let's take a look at that weather forecast heading into the weekend. Let's find out the details from meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. We are cloudy across south central Kansas this morning, but we will likely see a break in the clouds with some sunshine this afternoon. It'll be breezy with a high 39. Clear tonight, our low 25, and then partly cloudy on Saturday with a high in the mid to upper 40s. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Currently in Wichita, cloudy sky, 32 degrees, a wind chill 21. That's your weather forecast here on this Friday, January 24th, as we head into this final full week of the first month of the year, final full week of January on our plate here. Coming up on 8:12 with Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS. There's been a lot of talk about us becoming a cashless society. True, these days, fewer people carry cash. In fact, we had this, well, we talked about this with the money tracker.
Money tracker yesterday, yeah.
Yesterday or the day before, yeah, about carrying cash. And I'll tell, how much do I have in my, I have $1 in my wallet
you
right
have
now.
$1.
Yeah, I had 12 bucks in there yesterday, and you know, now it's down to one. So I'm a little cash poor right now. But those who insist on greenbacks are getting some backup in the nation's biggest city. Lawmakers in New York City have voted to require stores and restaurants to accept cash as payment. This is what it's come to.
Yep.
They're making places accept
cash. Yep.
Legislators say that businesses who refuse to take cash discriminate against residents who don't have bank accounts or credit or debit cards. The measure calls for those businesses that refuse cash to face fines. The law also bars stores from charging higher prices for cash transactions.
Huh, interesting.
Yeah. I mean, that's what your legal, you know, American tender is cash. But
yeah.
Boy, there's so many people have gotten away from it.
I was actually watching a YouTube video a little while back. They were talking about some of the differences in cash around the world. And apparently it is not that way in England. Apparently, you don't have to take what their legal tender, their bank notes. Apparently, nobody is obliged to take those anywhere.
They can refuse those?
They can refuse.
Wow.
Yeah.
Mm. The top law enforcement officials of nearly two dozen states are taking a stand against a rule that makes it easier for people to make guns with 3D printers. The attorneys general in 20 states and D.C. have sued the federal government. At issue is a rule that could allow blueprints for making guns on 3D printers to be posted on the internet. One attorney general from New York says posting gun-making plans online would let anyone go online and download files to craft unregistered and untraceable assault-style weapons. And this issue continues to go on. I think Kansas is one of those states that is involved with that lawsuit. It is 8:14 with Steve and Ted on KNSS. Countdown is on, 9 days away from the Super Bowl. And as we always do, every Friday morning at this time, we visit with Mitch Holthus, the play-by-play voice of the Kansas City Chiefs. Good morning, Mitch.
Good morning, Theodore. I hear some audio behind us.
Yeah, this is that. Mac Lethal from Kansas City with this song.
Well, there's only a few of those out. Everybody has done one, and we got all genre covered. Right? We got hip hop. We got Take Me Home, Pat Mahomes, which might be the number one. Yes, and not often do I speak to you on the cusp of leaving for the Super Bowl, which I'll be leaving with the team on Sunday. And to do that while I'm looking at the banks of the Arkansas River in Wichita, I'll be speaking this morning to a group and then busting it right back to Kansas City. So we got a lot going on here.
Bringing Greg Reno,
by the way. Yeah. Yeah.
Bringing that big red Greg karma Reno. Right here to the River City.
You got it, baby. And, I just kept driving around in the ballpark this morning thinking, when's this baby going to open up? But, that and exciting moment this morning at the Reno farm, because Greg Reno, of course, Senior Vice President, American Ag Credit. You can go to agloan.com. So many people over the years have figured out that they are awesome to work with when it comes to ag financing. And again, a lot of people have dual incomes that listen to us and don't even realize they can use American Ag Credit. But anyway, what a scene this morning, because they had their own parade just right there at the farm. Greg was already in the pickup. He just was driving around. Kelly had the tractor with the loader. She was touring, but then she got in right behind him. Molly Reno, who's one of the top distance runners in the state of Kansas, she had her brand new car, a Porsche, which is red and blue for the Cheney Cardinals. But it was quite a scene. The neighbors called the police thinking they've all lost their minds, but they were just celebrating the Chiefs going to the Super Bowl, my friend.
Yeah, and this is the team, the franchise that hasn't been in a half century. And I got to thinking today, too, you as a broadcaster, this has just got to be an amazing, amazing time for you and everybody associated with this whole process.
It truly is, Ted. And it's just been a whirlwind week. It's been about every waking moment to get things prepared. And this is such a massive event with the Super Bowl, and Andy Reid's done a great job of keeping our guys focused, trying to put the game plan in this week, because once we hit the ground Sunday in Miami, it's crazy what all happens there. But yeah, it's thrilling. And wanted to capture the moment. It's gone viral. They had the GoPro in the booth of me closing it out. But you know this, of being around broadcasting your whole life, I had to put 50 years into four sentences.
Right. Yeah.
And at the end of that game, and the fact that the Chiefs had done it in that venue, and the team that Lamar Hunt founded has just won Lamar Hunt's trophy in the stadium. That was Lamar Hunt's dream. But it was quite a moment, my friend, and we hopefully got another moment a week from Sunday.
Yeah, and this process has certainly been interesting, and as we look at the team and getting to the Super Bowl is one thing, but then you go to that next level of actually playing in it and being at that elite level, which this team has been, like you said, it's been a building up and running up that ramp, and now you're at that precipice.
Yeah, we've got a I did it last night. I did the podcast before coming down here. I think we put it up this morning already, but it's the final climb. And you can see the summit from here, because this has been a long, tough climb. And people that have followed these reports and followed our training camp reports realize this has been a pickaxe, and you're just digging it one step at a time. But I think it's going to be interesting when we get a chance to step back and look at this team and what they've done and how they've done it. This team has been now, they're 14-4, but even their four losses, three were in the playoffs. They will have a chance to beat, if they beat San Francisco, they will have beaten Minnesota and San Francisco. And in the AFC, they beat every AFC playoff team with the exception of Buffalo. They didn't play them. So you're looking back and going, well, wait a minute. Maybe we kind of just undersold these guys all along. But this team's very purposed, and they're on point, man. They're ready to – they're in it to win it.
And that's something that we were even talking about when you were in Wichita back in August at Chicken and Pickle. We were talking about this team's potential and all the ingredients coming together and how to make this thing work. And that's it. It's here we are 4 months later.
And that seems like 50 years ago,
right,
I'm telling
right.
you. Love Chicken and Pickle. I don't know about you, but that was such a cool night. But you're right. But you sense the spirit of the kingdom. I mean, the kingdom has come alive. We saw it that night at Chicken and Pickle, that it's only just built to a crescendo. Now, this season has been like watching a movie. I did a minute with Mitch this week going, at what point of the season did you think this was kaput? Losing Houston and Indianapolis back-to-back, three straight home losses, Mahomes at the crumpled under bodies in Denver. But, again, this team has been very resilient. There's some toughness along with the talent.
Does the two-week break give any Chiefs a nice little respite, or is it so busy that that kind of negates itself a little bit?
No, it's so busy it negates itself. However, yeah. We've got some sickness going around. We've had for 2 weeks. Kelsey's missed the last 2 days of practice, or yesterday, I should say, with illness. We had D-Rob out earlier. Last week, Matt Moore was inactive, along with LaShawn McCoy, couldn't play in the game. So we got some of that going around. But honestly, it's just so busy. There's two things going on. One, you prepare yourself, and I don't want to make it about myself, but just professionally, I cannot tell you all the stuff that has to get done and to do when we get down there. But secondly, you try to take care of, like, the players and their families, trying to get them down there, trying to get them a tether if they can, get them hotel rooms. I mean, you try to get all that out of the way. I mean, this is kind of like the Sharks when they went to the Final Four. It's a little of that feeling, but honestly, nothing against the Final Four, but this is the Final Four on steroids. And so, I mean, this is now an international event. And so it's been somewhat overwhelming. But the guys, Andy Reid now has been there. So he's done it.
Right.
And he's tried to keep them on point.
Are we going to activate the Eddie Plapa update today?
Why would we not?
Okay. Well,
And we're going to do a report next week from Miami. I've invited Will Smith to sing the song live before I go on, going to Miami. But, yes, we have the Eddie Plapa report because I know this is very obvious. So slap your forehead with the palm of your hand because I know you know these dates. November the 5th, 1998. No, I'm sorry. November the 5th, 1988.
88.
Okay. And October 21st, 1989. And those dates are Eddie Plapa dates that relate Shocker football to this trip.
Oh, my.
And why?
Why?
You've been good at catching these or guessing these the last couple of weeks. I might have stumped you here.
I think you got me.
Those were the dates that the Shockers had set up to play the University of Miami Hurricanes back-to-back. And actually, it was going to be a 2-for-1. There was going to be a third game in 1990, but no date had been set. So that the home game at Cessna Stadium would have been October 21st, 1989. They were going to go to Miami first, and then that 89 team, there might have been a tough ticket to get at Cessna Stadium because that Miami Hurricane team won the national championship.
Right.
And so that would have been a pretty good – I don't know how the Sharks would have fared, but because that's what – those guys were unbelievable. If you look at their roster, they were just Pro Bowlers all over. But anyway, the Sharks were going to play the University of U. So, and your beloved Notre Dame Fighting Irish had the Convicts – versus Catholics game the year before in 1988.
I was there.
But you would have liked the national champion. You would have liked the defensive line coach for Miami in 1989. You would have liked that guy, Ed Orgeron.
Oh,
now the head coach of LSU, the national champions. So, Ted, you can't play the University of Miami. You can't play the U with a coach you can't understand. With a real strong Cajun dialect if you don't have a team. So bring it back, brother. Bring it back.
Oh, that's a great one. I love that one, Mitch. That's good stuff.
Yeah, that was for you. I thought, you know what, Super Bowl, I got to do something for Ted.
Well, we are glad to have you here in Wichita, and we wish you a safe trip to Miami. And, boy, can't wait to talk to you 1 week from now.
Can't either, brother. It feels like an out-of-body experience, but we're here now. Ain't up to win it.
Sweet. Thank you, Mitch.
Thank you, Theodore.
There he is, Mitch Holtis, the play-by-play voice of the Kansas City Chiefs. We're 9 days out from the Super Bowl. We'll talk with Mitch again from Miami exactly 1 week from today. Of course, our Friday morning visits with Mitch are brought to you by American Ag Credit and Farha Roofing. It is 8:24 with Steve and Ted on KNSS. The impeachment hoax is helping no one. The Sean Hannity Morning Minute on KNSS.
it cold outside, but we about to make it hot like a Molotov. Bang! Tell the 49ers gang that we borderline insane. We sipping the champagne, we winning it.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.